From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October 13th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Lorna Sherrod Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper on the property reassessment underway in Hillsdale. Suzette Bowie, director of the Columbia County Real Property Tax Department, made a presentation on the reassessment process to the town board at its monthly meeting on Tuesday, October the 10th. The reassessment will have an impact on school taxes in 2019 and on property taxes in 2020. So far, 150 parcels have been reassessed. Hillsdale has more than 1,500 residential properties and approximately 75 commercial and farm properties. During the process, a county data collector visits the properties to photograph buildings front and rear. Both Bowie and Town Supervisor Peter Chapowski stressed the reassessment project is not an effort to increase town revenue. Instead, Bowie said, the objective is to make sure everyone is assessed fairly. The reassessments are expected to be mailed to property owners by March the 1st. Grievance hearings will be held beginning May the 1st. The next meeting of the Hillsdale Town Board is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November the 14th. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Federal Communication Commission has approved the sale of radio station WKNY-AM to the nonprofit Radio Kingston Corp. From WDST-FM program director Jimmy Buff, who is the executive director of Radio Kingston, said the closing date for the sale has not been set. WKNY is being purchased from Town Square Media for $500,000. Radio Kingston intends to launch a commercial-free platform, and I quote, dedicated solely to a vibrant, just, and healthy Kingston, end quote, the group said. Programming will focus on, and I quote, community storytelling, artistic and musical expression, conversation, and connection, end quote. The group will keep all current WKNY hosts and launch new programming in early 2018. This is the second time in 4 years that WKNY has changed hands. The station went on air for the first time in December 1939. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Collin is reporting in the Times Union that a special task force is considering the future of plastic bag usage statewide. In a meeting held in Albany this week, the group established by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo earlier this year discussed two options, the imposition of a nickel fee at the checkout or an outright ban. Representatives of various environmental and food industry groups at the meeting seemed to agree that by year end, they would recommend some sort of control on the bags. Gene Romer, a lawyer and consultant who runs the PlasticBagLaws.org website, said, and I quote, it seems like the writing on the wall, end quote. And Michael Rosen, president and CEO of the Food Industry Alliance of New York State, which represents food retailers, said, and I quote, we would be happy to share the fees, end quote. A fee that would encourage people to bring their own bags, he said, was preferable to an outright ban. Some communities have already enacted or are planning bans. The major obstacle to imposing fees is the cost to consumers and the anger that a new 5-cent fee would cause. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Today is day 10 of the WGXE 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interests. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog in the early morning. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. For Friday night, a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers or drizzle after 2 a.m., and mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Now the forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, there'll be a slight chance of showers or drizzle in the early morning and continuing through the day. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. And on Sunday, a chance of showers Sunday afternoon, partly cloudy, with a high near 77. Sunday night, showers are likely mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 7:06 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:15 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 13th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.